2016 ends this weekend. How many days have we got? Two more days?
Anyhow, two or three.
Two or three.
About.
Anyhow, looking back at stories and social media musings throughout the year, it becomes clear that certain trends and ideas have driven the narrative more than others. Here, we round up the Chinese buzzwords of the year. Guys, reveal the deal.
So do you know any Chinese, Bob?
Nope.
Yeah, I take that as a no. So it's just Nuno and me. We'll be talking about this section.
I can have opinions.
Yeah, we can always explain what they are and try to find an English equivalent of it.
Help me.
Well, this is going to be difficult. So the first one is Hong Huang Zhi Li, one of the buzzwords in China.
Yeah.
Which means get started now, right?
Yeah, go for it.
So, well, it was a new term for me, too. It was like I'd never heard of it before.
Okay.
You know, before he got popular. And it means prehistoric power.
Okay.
Like, you know, you have used this, all the power you've got.
Oh, you mean something that is almost like primeval, something that is part of your...
Nature,
yeah.
And
something
I get a
that comes
sense
from
that,
deep down.
Yeah, and not just that, but like from your ancestors and all their...
Yeah. There's
something
that,
like that right?
in it.
Prehistoric.
Yeah, but how would you use a word, you know, like that? I mean, I can imagine, yeah, it's a great word, but then how do you drop that accidentally into a sentence? It's not that easy, is it?
You've been taking care of like 8 babies.
What are you suggesting?
Yeah. No.
Well, I've stolen them.
At the end of the day, you feel like I've used up my Hong Huang Zhi Li or prehistoric power to take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's one occasion.
Do you know, I'm trying to think of an English equivalent or something that has the same sentiment. I can't quite think of...
It's too dramatic?
It is very dramatic, yes.
For the British?
Probably, yes. I'd have to sit down and have a cup of tea first.
to calm
myself down and consider what's being said here, yes.
Yeah. Mm. Well, you won't have the tea when you have 8 babies.
No, I wouldn't have time.
Yeah.
Before or after the babies come along, by the sounds of it. Also, all right, okay, moving on.
Oh, the next one is cute, too. Have you heard of this one? 友谊的小船, the friendship
boat
that tips over suddenly. Actually, friendship already has a ship at the end of it.
Oh, yeah, it's a ship.
So it's like
ship.
A friendship ship, yeah.
It's actually from a cartoon, and it's called... it's called 企鹅北游记, which is penguins travel to the north, apparently. And it has nothing to do with the cartoon story itself, but two cute little penguins sitting in a boat. And because penguins are kind of heavy in a way, and it's a teeny tiny boat, so if one penguin fell off, we can know that the boat is not going to stay in the water's balance, keeping its balance. So we see that ship as friendship. And if one part of the friendship doing something wrong and the boat is just crashed,
it'll just flip.
It'll flip.
Two chubby little penguins sitting on each, you know, one side of the
I like
little
this
little
story
boat.
So far.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it.
And one of the cute chubby penguins suddenly loses some weight.
Yes.
Becomes a skinny little
I'll hate that
sexy penguin.
No,
that's me.
And the other one will be like uh-oh, the end of our friendship, and the boat flips.
Okay, so how, with these kind of buzzwords, how authentic do they have to be? Because as far as I remember, I'm not a penguin expert. Honestly, I'm not a penguin expert, but they can swim, so it doesn't really matter, does it?
It doesn't matter to the individual penguin, but it matters to the boat.
To the friendship.
To the ship.
That's the key word, Bob.
Okay,
friendship.
Friendship, I know. But it's a conceptual thing, isn't it, really, I guess?
Yeah, the friendship, the ship would flip for many, many different kinds of reasons. It's really
okay,
it's
but
saying
then,
that it's really fragile.
Okay, but then again, give me an example. How would you, you know, I'm having dinner maybe, and you know, and just generally chatting to friends. How would I get this into a conversation without people looking at me and thinking he's talking about penguins in a boat?
They won't think of the penguins.
They just think the
phrase has.
Am I being too focused on penguins?
Yeah, it's not about penguins.
I like penguins.
It's about you and your friend in that ship where the penguin used to be in, but. One penguin done something wrong, so the ship is flipped. Now the ship belongs to you, so be careful with the ship. Don't get it flipped.
Okay.
Anyway.
Like, friendship is delicate.
Yes, delicate.
Make sure you find the balance. Anything,
But
it will flip easily.
Oh, but I think friendship, real friendship is strong.
That is why most of the times people are just joking things like...
Okay. I'm not very good at this, am I? These buzzwords.
They are just joking. It's okay. We have...
the example I can think of, since I'm a mom, is like, you know, at night, the baby is crying, someone's got to change the diaper, and you might nudge your husband and say, oh, you know, can you get up and change the diaper? And he snores away, and the boat of the friendship flips.
Yeah, it'll flip. Okay. It'll flip hard.
Yeah. It will sink, something like that.
See, my favorite one actually is 吃瓜群众.
Oh, I love that one too.
Yeah, it literally translated as watermelon eating spectators. I feel like...
Have you ever heard of this one, Bob?
No.
吃瓜群众.
Imagine this. Yes, yeah, something very complicated with a lot of background is happening in the middle, and there are crowds surrounding them. They don't know what happened, but they like to make a fuss out of it. They think it's fun to watch.
Spectators.
They're saying, we don't know a lot, but we think the situation is interesting. That is why we're out there, sitting there, eating our watermelon
spitting
while watching
seeds.
It. Yeah. That is the image.
Right.
I think a little background information
is
needed.
Please.
Because probably in the UK, when you think of like eating watermelon, you think of a fruit platter.
Well, they're not really natural to the United Kingdom,
okay,
which
well,
is the problem.
If you eat them,
yes,
they're probably in little cubes, like
yes,
when you get in the hotel.
Yes.
See, that's way too graceful.
Yeah.
In China, we just kind of chop the whole watermelon into a few slices,
right,
like big enough to wash your face with.
Okay.
Each slice is big enough. So in the summertime, we just want to take a whole huge piece by yourself, and you can sit by the roadside or sit, you know, wherever you want, and really casually, leisurely eat. He's swallowing. I heard it.
I know. Do you know what? I'm just so hungry. I'm still focused on the dumplings at the
moment.
Yeah,
dumplings
so.
And watermelons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you know,
really
it's
good.
A very leisurely thing to do, to enjoy a piece of watermelon and spit out the seeds, not worrying.
The reason you're doing that while you're watching is because you're not in the middle of the situation.
So you're just being a spectator.
Is it the same as like watching the world go by? Is it that kind of thing where you're not part of what's going on? You're just sitting there, and maybe, you know, you're not going to get involved.
Yeah.
You just want to, you know, watch other people maybe having hassle.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like two guys.
That's the fun.
Exactly. Two guys are like having an argument about mm-hmm. something, and a third person just sitting there
yes.
watching while eating a piece of watermelon.
Right.
Yeah. So he's like, well, this is fun to watch,
yes,
but he's not
okay.
going to get involved.
So you're getting something out of it because you're sort of co-experiencing the trauma,
yeah,
but you're
yeah.
not part of it at all.
You're not,
but you're not being harmed
yeah.
at all. And also online, the internet outlooker's view can give you a hint on what is trendy, what is everybody's concentrating on, and you can know what people love or hate the most, and that is quite interesting. And I feel like everyone has a side that enjoys gossip, and I actually look into it and find a very interesting sentence saying a evolutionary biologist, Robin DeBar, has identified gossip as an aid to social bonding in large groups. So you have to gossip. So admit
You've
that you like
this
to
up.
Gossip.
This isn't true at all. You just like having a good conversation about
but
what's going on in the office.
That is a very
You're finding scientists who agree with you.
Meaningful sentences, isn't it? It
are
helps
we still,
you.
Are we still talking about 吃瓜群众?
Yeah, being a 吃瓜群众.
Welcome to Roundtable.
Very,
we sort of don't think in straight lines.
In a social group.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
We need gossipers. But yeah, the funny thing is, there once, I think, maybe on television, this reporter was asking an old man, like he was trying to interview an old man about some serious topic. I didn't see it. But the old man answered, oh, I know nothing. I just eat watermelon by the roadside. You know, but, you know, he's being a spectator.
And now we join this club. We are all.
Is that what we all want to do secretly?
Oh, well, I wanted to do that.
Sort of maps
not
onto the first story as well, doesn't it? Because we just want to be sitting by the roadside eating watermelon, watching everybody trying to buy their tickets for the.
Exactly!
Yeah.
You can be the 吃瓜群众 when it comes to buying tickets.
Does
for
it
the
have
spring
to be
festival?
Watermelon? Am I overthinking
no,
this?
No, they can be anything. You can eat everything outside.
Can't be anything elegant. It just has
oh,
to be
no,
something
no, no.
so. You know, cheap and common, like
不明群众的吃瓜吃面吃饼群众,
yeah.
which means
you can eat
out.
Whatever you want
okay.
outside there and being not elegant about things.
So
but
I could be
happy.
Sitting on the roadside eating dumplings, for example.
You
just
can
pluck that out
it's
of midair.
It's a little too fancy.
Oh really?
Yeah, maybe
dumplings
just
are
like
fancy.
A maybe just like a bun or something.
A bun, a
yeah.
stuffed bun.
Yeah, do a bun.
Maybe not stuffed, just a bun.
Just a bun.
Just a
so
bun.
So it's gonna be something really basic.
Something plain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair
I
enough.
Really wanted to move on to the next one because the next one involves 100 million yuan.
Oh, oh, yeah, that's the one too. Do you know that one, Bob?
No.
一个亿的小目标?
Yeah, run it past me again, go on.
Your eyes doesn't, like, they don't shine when you hear 1 million yuan, but, you know, they sparkle.
Money isn't everything, baby.
But they sparkle when they hear dumpling, you know.
Dumplings are dumplings. Everything.
They are real.
They are so real to me.
I just love your view about the world.
Mm. Well, dumplings.
Is
the,
everything.
The only view I have is dumplings.
Oh, that is so sweet. But apparently to the richest man in China, Wang Jianlin, 100 million yuan is only a small target. I can get it because he has a lot of money and for him it might really be a small target.
It is a small target.
Yeah, but for others, it's like for me, it's a lifetime target, I guess. And it's not, well, he said this once, but apparently, recently, he's starting to say that he's just invested 500 million to a project, and he's saying, 不多不多啊五个亿啊不多啊
No, seriously.
Like, no, not much. It's just 500 million. It's not a lot of money.
I saw
traumatized me.
A picture of him in the interview saying that. And he wasn't joking at all. He's like, we have to take small steps. And I'll try to make 100 million as a first step. And he was very serious.
I can think of a comparison actually, because it's Scottish actually. Mm-hmm. Many a mickle makes a muckle. Have you heard of that one?
Huh?
I'll say it again. Many a mickle makes a muckle.
And what is a mickle? What is a muckle?
Well, a muckle is more than a mickle. So basically, as long as what's the English equivalent would be, look after the pennies and the pounds will look after themselves. Hmm. So if you just concentrate on. A penny or a yuan or something like that, then don't worry about trying to make lots of money, mm-hmm. which I just think about making the next 10 yuan.
But the funny thing is, for him, 100 million is like a penny.
Yes.
It's his way of saying, I got to make my penny first.
Yes. It's just he's doing it.
And for us, it's like, oh, how many zeros are there?
How many dumplings can you buy for 100 million yuan? I wonder.
So that's another kind of a catchphrase of the year.
We have a lot of buzzwords of the year. Apparently, mm-hmm. we still have Ge Yu Tang or Ge Yu Slouch or Beijing Slouch. We still have Tao Lu. They're all tricks. It's kind of a routine.
You're
tricking me into this trap. And we have Lao Si Ji, old driver, sophisticated driver. And we also have craftsmanship spirit, which is Gong Jiang Jing Shen. And I see all these words. I feel like people are getting more and more lighthearted and happy. Through these words, you can see the trendy of the social, let's say,
but
topics.
I'm guessing,
Are these old
phrases, or are these ones which have been made up this year?
Some of the phrases are made up, and some of the phrases are kind of old, but with new meanings.
Yeah, they've been given new meanings and new spirit. Mm-hmm. Like, 老司机, old driver, it's a common word.
Baby, I want to get your impressions on the last story, so we'll have to press on, I think.
Okay.
You're listening to Roundtable.